Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
Bengals Patriots. Would a Patriots win make up for last week's debacle?
Yes.
Wow. Firm, quick yes to your own question.
Yes.
I don't.
People want to say no because they're like, oh my God, that's the worst loss I've ever seen. But the answer is yes. Yes, it would. Because every single Patriots fan probably expected 1-1 in those two games.
Here's the only thing I'll say, though. That's true. But say they won. What would you, would you be more likely to say, I'm impressed with New England and that win, and hey, they're really building something there? Or would you say, any given Sunday, they play that game 10 times, New England loses 8 of them. I can't imagine the Patriots doing anything the rest of this season that would have me like impressed with the overall direction of that franchise.
Well, overall direction of their franchise is tough because we just believe that their offense is screwed as long as they have these coordinators and Mac Jones.
Yes.
There. You know?
Yes, I do. Yes.
So what if it's going to be another Arctic blast day if the Patriots hold Joe Burrow under 10 points and win the game 13-3.
If they hold Joe Burrow under 10 points, I'd be pretty impressed.
I think that scenario could play out. Like the one where they win a shootout and Jones outplays Burrow, I just don't have that on my board of possibilities in this game. But the Bengals get caught looking ahead to the Bills the next week, and Belichick has like his magnum opus defensively, and they win a game where the Bengals are like, let's get the F out of here. It's freezing. We don't feel like playing this game. I could 100% see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, they still got a shot at the one seed. They shouldn't be overlooking anybody. Their five-game winning streak, their six-game winning streak, 42 points, 37 points, 20, 27, 23, and 34.
It just strikes me as a game that Belichick teams win. It just does. Like, everybody says he's an idiot. Everybody says it's the worst play of all time, that it's an example of, poor coaching, and it's a direct reflection on him. And he knows all of that. He knows that. He's aware of all that.
I mean, I respect your optimism. I'll take the...
Why is the line so small, then?
Because suckers like us, like me... We'll bet this road favorite and bet the sucker line and lose.
Right. That's why I'm saying all this. The Bengals, by the way, did not play well against the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers lost that game. The Bengals did not win it. The Bucs just sucked.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind when handicapping this game.
All right. Commanders, Niners.
Okay. Go through my hypothetical.
I mean, you can take any of these that you want, my friend.
No, I like when you set things up. I slept through the last show. I mean, you're clearly
the star. I'm the professional here.
Yes.
All right. Pony's hypothetical here is, if I told, because he does the rundown for the Thursday show, I do it for the Sunday, if you want to pull back the curtain and Spencer just drinks. If I told you the Niners offense was going to score exactly 21 points in every of their remaining games, how far would that take them?
Yes.
That's interesting. So they scored 21 last week against.
So they're 10-4 right now. Is 21 points good enough to beat Washington on Saturday?
Yes.
All right, 11-4. Is it good enough to beat the Raiders on the road the following week?
I'll say yes.
12-4.
And then Arizona, 13-4.
Okay. So 13-4 would get them, what, the third seed in the NFC, let's say?
I mean, it could be the two seed.
What would you – well, just tell me what you think it would get them right now.
I'm pulling it up right now. I mean, that Minnesota's going to lose one more, right? Because you got Minnesota losing to Green Bay. So it would get them the two seed.
Okay. Do you think 21 points would be enough to beat, let's say,
the Giants?
The Giants.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think 21 points would be enough for them to beat Minnesota?
You have Minnesota winning a playoff game?
I just have them as the three seed, so I'm just carrying them over into the next round.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you think 21 points would be enough for them to beat the Eagles?
No.
No. Okay, so NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's enough to beat Dallas. I don't think it's enough to beat Philly.
You don't think it's enough to beat Dallas?
No.
I don't know, man. Dallas, given their reputation in the way the 49ers defense is going right now, they have to go to San Francisco. I'm not convinced they score more than one touchdown against that defense on the road.
Yeah. I'm not convinced of it.
That defense looks like the fucking 85 Bears right now, dude.
It does look very good.
That's why I'm giving you this hypothetical. I think 21 points might be good against everybody in the NFC, Philly included. If that's how many points they're spotting their defense.
Man.
The Eagles lost to fucking Washington at home.
Well, I hope you're right. I've got...
And we don't know about Hurts' shoulder. I mean, 21 points might be good, dude. If they get spotted 21 points, they might win the Super Bowl. They could, you know, Kansas City's the one team that's really done a number on them, and they haven't looked as good.
Well, you wouldn't pick if I said right now, Niners, Bengals, Niners, Bills, Niners, Chiefs, but the Niners are capped at 21 points.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably pick the AFC team.
Yeah,
but I would not say that about the Eagles right now or the Cowboys. I can't because of Hurts' injury, and I can't with Dallas just because I would expect them in San Francisco to just melt like a fucking popsicle in that game.
Dallas's offense has looked pretty good, man. I'm just pulling it up. The last time they scored fewer than 21 points was week 6 against Philly.
Well, then you should bet the house on Dallas against Philadelphia this week if that's how you feel. If you're sold on their offense, then you should be convinced that they'll do that to Philly and that Gardner's not going to be able to keep up with them.
Well, they scored 17 against Philly.
Yeah, but that was with Cooper Rush at quarterback.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, I mean, Dallas's offense looks pretty fucking good.
I will repeat myself in case you didn't hear me. Have you seen San Francisco's defense lately?
I have. Okay. I mean, to be honest with you, I was debating. I haven't made a pick or a bet on Dallas Philly, but I have to have action on that game, obviously. So maybe you're convincing me to bet.
Get to the next question because I can't wait to hear your answer. Because I know that you're going to give me the answer that I want to hear on this one.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Bills, Bears, from this date forward, who would you rather have, Justin Fields or Josh Allen?
Yep.
The answer is Josh Allen.
No, it's not for you. Be real with me. You would not say that on the air in Chicago.
Yes, I would.
No, you would not.
We did it before the Eagles game. We said if you were building your team around a quarterback, you were starting your franchise, age, baggage, talent, contract, everything included, where would Fields rank? And I said Mahomes was 1, Allen was 2, Burrow was 3. Herbert was 4, and the debate.
Fields is younger
and cheaper
and doesn't have this elbow thing that still hasn't been corrected.
Yeah, well, yeah, and doesn't have the help, doesn't have Gabe Davis, doesn't
have. That's what I'm talking about. So why aren't you saying Fields right now?
Because until you see it, Josh Allen has multiple 4,500 yard passing seasons with 30 plus touchdowns, and he's cool. had monstrous playoff games.
Good for him.
Well, would you?
I'm thinking about it right now, and I thought I was going to come on here being neutral, and you were going to sway me or convince me with the power of your rhetoric to go with Fields, but you're not even taking up your guy's argument.
Fields is Superman. Fields is amazing. Fields against the Eagles had the highest passer rating of any quarterback.
Well, Josh Allen has not looked great, Danny, so this would be a great time for you to make your Fields argument, and you won't even do it.
I won't do it. Fields is amazing. But what would you say?
I would probably say Allen, but it's very close. But it's not going to take much. If Fields goes off against Buffalo and Allen is just okay, you're going to regret not saying Fields when we talk again after Christmas.
Would you take Kenny Pickett over Josh Allen?
No.
Would you take Kenny Pickett over Pat Mahomes?
No.
Okay. Your tweets suggest otherwise.
Well, I haven't been drinking like you tonight. Let me get a bottle of wine over here and then we'll talk.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
What do you mean? Saying. We see you on video. There's video shots of this and you've been drinking wine the entire time.
Oh, I guess there have been. Are we on film?
We're in 4K.
Yeah, right. All right. When do Ravens fans worry about no Lamar? Falcons, Ravens.
I think this is the last week where it's like, okay, 3 weeks. That's pretty much what Schefter tweeted. I can live with that. It's the Falcons. We're at home. We should pound them. No problem. But if he's not back with some runway before the playoffs, like a game, and then we'll see what we need to do in week 18. If he's not back in week 17, then I would seriously start to think, here we go again with him 2 years in a row. He's not available for us late in the year. So this is the last game, the very last game before that sets in.
Yeah, it's exactly how I felt about it, especially because the last two games, they're fun ones. Two division games, Steelers at home in Cincy, absolutely could matter for seeding, depending on how Cincy does. You could play spoiler for them for – you know, in theory, even the one seed, the last week of the season. Obviously, the Pittsburgh defense has not been very good, but marquee players, Cincy could be a playoff preview for them. So it's not like they end with the Cardinals and the Jaguars. And I know that you always end division games, but it's not like they end Cardinals-Browns. You know, they end with real representative NFL tests. So, you know, you're going to start him in the playoffs, even if he misses the next three games, and you're going to just roll the dice with him because he's Lamar Jackson. But the angst will set in if you don't see him play well in the regular season before then. Completely agree. I'm so mad at myself for not giving you the answer you wanted on Justin Fields. Chargers, Colts. Your question here is, what would you rather talk about?
Yep.
The Chargers outlook or Nick Foles?
Yes.
Who the hell wants to talk about Nick Foles?
I knew you were going to say that, but I'm just wildly intrigued by him.
Based on what?
Because how does he get remembered? What, like, his NFL career is one of the wilder things.
What do you mean, how does he get remembered? His nickname is Big Dick Nick, and he was Super Bowl MVP for the Eagles.
Right, and he's been backing up guys like Sam Ehlinger and the corpse of Matt Ryan all year, dude.
But that's how he gets remembered. He gets remembered as a Super Bowl MVP for one of the craziest fan bases in American pro sports. That's because he went on a heater. That's what he gets remembered for. He will never be relevant again. Dude, Nick, I saw him up close and personal. Nick Foles sucks.
How did that happen then?
Again, Philly's organization is incredible. They are incredible, dude. They
fired the coach who did that, who got them.
They fired the coach. They traded a king's ransom for Carson Wentz. They won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. None of them are there anymore, and they're the best team in football. That's crazy. Howie Roseman, man, their lines on both sides of the ball are amazing. They don't have a weakness. They do not have a weakness.
Give me somebody on a – give me a quarterback on an NFL team right now who you think could pull a Nick Foles in this year's playoffs.
Like a backup?
No, it can be a, like, you know, a guy that's, you know, you're saying.
Well, I mean, Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Right? I mean, Brock Purdy would be the obvious answer. Obviously, I said what I said about Dallas's offense, so I'd have to say Dak, because and I think it just has to be an NFC quarterback. I don't see a scenario where an AFC team that isn't Kansas City, Buffalo, or Cincy comes out of the AFC. Although I'd love it to be the Chargers.
Well, you see, I'm surprised to hear you say that, because every one of these quarterbacks in the AFC among teams that we could put in the playoffs right now, I could see going on your quote-unquote heater. Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, hell, given the players around him and the coach, you could even make the case for Tua, even though he's sucked the last couple of weeks.
No, see, that's the thing. I don't think Lamar has shown it this year. I certainly
Yeah, but all we're talking about is four games, Danny. He showed it over four games this year. Tua has shown it over four games.
The first four.
So what?
I mean, 4 months ago. I'd be floored if Tua went on that run. I'd be floored if Lamar went on that run. I would not be totally floored if Herbert went on that run, but you'd have to tell me that Bosa's back, Slater's back, and maybe Derwin James is back also. You know what I mean? I think they need to get a lot of premium talent back for me to believe that they could do it on the road for four. But and because, you know, I think he's a top five quarterback in the NFL. But yeah, I think it'd have to come out of the NFC. So I'll say Purdy or Dak. I mean, hell, is Tom Brady an underdog at this point?
Yes.
Could Tom Brady pull a Nick Foles? That would be sickening, by the way. I just said it and I wanted to throw up in my mouth. But no, the Chargers outlook, dude. Our Chargers bet is live, buddy.
Barely.
Okay. They're winning their last three. They're going to be an 11-win team. Their last three are Indy.
Which, what Rams. Was their over-under? Was it 10.5 or was it 11.5 before the season started? It was one of those two. I don't remember, though. It might have been the highest. It was very high. It might have only been 10.5, though, because of the AFC West.
Because of the division.
Now that I think about it. Yeah. They might actually hit their over, which looked like a
– dead. Yeah.
Yep,
dead. Spencer, can you look that up? But, yeah, dude, it's at Indy, home against the Rams in Denver. They're going upset, 11-6.
Upset special. I think Big Dick Nick's going to beat them on Monday night.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You're just saying.
No, I'm not.
You don't believe that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.